from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very, very good morning, Mike.
Now, we're spending. We tracking all right? I spent a bit yesterday. I had my hair cut and I filled my car with petrol, so I've helped.
Well, good on you. You need to do a bit more of it because we are spending, but the increase is modest, Mike. So we've had a fair bit of spending data recently. We've had a trifecta of spending data. You had that Westpac Retail Pulse, electronic card transactions yesterday. We've got to look at the card spending within the ANZ ecosystem, the ANZ cards. They've been doing a bit of revision on the data, but we're going to go there anyway. Still indicates that spending is moving in a positive direction, but growth is very modest. And you may recall the electronic card transaction data did show that we took a bit of a breather in spending in January. So ANZ data indicates a 0.4% lift over the month of January, but over the year, a 4.1% lift, which looks healthy. And most sectors are looking positive, but you need to take into account the CPI inflation, but it's running at, you know, around 3%. So some categories may be higher or lower than that, but it gives you a guide that a fair chunk of that 4.1% lift could be explained by price moves. But looking at some sectors of note, hospitality up 6.7%, spending at cafes. We're loving the cafes, Mike.
Yes, we are.
13.1%. You probably popped in.
Last night, I don't go out anymore, but last night my wife went with a couple of the kids, 5:15, and the area they went to, the whole strip popping off like gangbusters, like you couldn't move.
This is what you see. There may be an element of increased prices in that 13.1, but it looks healthy. The durable sector up 4.8%, tourism recreation up 7%. Apparel still very much the lag. We're just not buying any new clothes, Mike. It's down 0.3%, and much weaker than other forms of discretionary spending. So, look, ANZ do a rough proxy for retail spending adjusted for inflation, and gosh, you've got to be creative to see an upward sloping line there. It is upward sloping, but it's very modest. So consumables down. Consumables are about 30% of spending. They're up 1.3% year on year. Beer and wine sales continue to fall away. We're not enjoying them as much as we were. Pet store trends, still loving your pets, up 20.8%. I'm keeping an eye on a couple of categories, home furnishing and supply stores, as a bit of a barometer for the residential property sector. Also, spending on contractors, things like plumbing. Now, both of those categories, Mike, up over 15% over the last year. So it could be reflecting high levels of activity in the residential property sector. So that's good.
Really interesting. Australia, give us a word on that. Where are we at with the jobs? A lot of jobs. There seem to be a lot of jobs.
Yeah, so our labour market is making sort of tentative steps in a positive direction. So for context, we're at 5.4% unemployment rate. There's some suggestion the brain drain is slowing and more people are coming into the labour force. Look across the Tasman, their unemployment rate 4.1%, so quite a bit lower than ours. They still, though, do have a problematic youth unemployment rate, similar to us. They're 9.5% there. Circa 18,000 jobs added to the Aussie economy in January. Hefty increase in full-time work. That was over 50,000. Offset, though, by a fall in part-time workers. One interesting point of note, their participation rate, 66.7. We sit over 70%, so this, I'm just wondering whether there's something structural there. I might have a look into that. Yeah. Ours works lifted 0.6%. Over the year, their unemployment rate expected to lift a little bit. So their market is healthy, but may weaken off a little bit over the year.
Sky City out of their hole yet?
They're getting there. They're in a transformation process. So quite a few reports yesterday. I've picked out Sky City Entertainment Group interim announcement. Revenue down 2.4% compared to the prior period, so 412 million. Underlying earnings, 85 million. That was down 28%. Still no dividend for shareholders. Still looking to rationalise some assets, maybe sell some property. So as I said, they're in this transformation process. Some of the factors behind that reduced revenue, they've got this the implementation of what they call carded play. This is a regulatory measure. It's to try and control how much time you actually spend at the blackjack table. They think it'll give them better data on people's visits, though. They've got fewer premium players, less VIP activity, so you feel in the background there's a tourist and migration sort of factor at play as well. Yeah. So lower earnings, lower net profit. But looking ahead, though, Mike, they've got the new International Convention Centre. Could be a game changer for them. I think they'll be very warmly welcomed by Sky City. So outlook, cautiously positive.
Okay, oil's a dog today. What are the numbers?
Oil is a dog. And those trade numbers, Mike, I saw you mention those. I was going to give a quick mention of those. Geez, what is it? What are the tariffs actually doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, 49,406 is the Dow Jones. It's down 257 points. That's about 0.5%. The S&P 500 also down about 0.5%, 6847. The NASDAQ down 0.29%, 22,686. The FTSE 100 lost just over 0.5% yesterday as well, 10,627. The Nikkei up just over 0.5%, 57,467. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.88%, that's 79 points, 9086. We've had a couple of good days on the NZX 50, Mike, which is good to see because we've been a bit of a laggard this year. We're up just under 1.5% yesterday on the NZX 50, 13,444. Kiwi is now down below 60 cents, 0.5967, 0.8464 against the Aussie, 0.5074 euro, 0.4438 against the pound, 92.46 Japanese yen. Gold just lurking beneath the 5,000 US dollar edge, 4995. And as you said, yeah, the US tensions between US and Iran have pushed the oil price up $71.87.
You're a beacon of brilliance. Have a good weekend. Andrew Keller, Hirshaw and Partners.